This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Great one, Chime, for a lead this morning. That is AC/DC and Shoot to Thrill. By the way, I know that some of you are experiencing some sort of an audio issue when it comes to our affiliate broadcast stations. I appreciate you texting in with the customer comments, and we are on it, Chime. Correct?
Correct. I've sent a text message out to our brand manager as well as the lead engineer of our company.
People are saying that the show on the Cape and in Maine and in Vermont sounds like the audio sounds like we are underwater or something like that.
My suggestion would be to unplug it and plug it back in.
Yes. Just control alt delete it. Is that how you would handle
it? Alt F4, yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. But let's get to our leads finally on a tie Tuesday. Good morning, Shime.
Morning, Greg. So yesterday, Josh Uche was traded from the New England Patriots to the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's Diana Russini had reported that there were the Patriots are open for business, more or less, when it comes to trades. Here is what I would tell the New England Patriots. Please, for the love of God, trade every receiver you have. Cut them or trade them. I don't care. I took a day to really reflect and examine the overall scope of it. And here's what I determined. They all suck, and I don't care about any of them. Get rid of them. Make a statement. You could go pick guys up off the street like teams do for running backs from dealerships and practice squads across the nation that would have more drive and more competitive juices to actually catch the football than 99% of the receivers in this room. The only one worth a damn might be Pop Douglas.
I was going to say, is anybody salvageable in that wide receiver room?
The only one worth a damn is Pop Douglas. The rest of them can skedaddle. I don't care. Send them to the moon. Send them to the Browns. Send them to the European Football League. It doesn't matter to me. KJ Bourne, see you later. Kendrick Bourne, see you later. Jalen Polk, adios, compadre.
What about Boutte?
Yeah, Boutte, you too, bud. You're like, you complained about not getting the football, and then the first two balls get thrown your way in the game against the Jets, you dropped, one of which was directly in your chest. So my thought is, I'm tired of it. Make a statement as Gerard Mayo as the head coach. Show your power. Be like, I'm kind of tired of all of these guys. Okay. Cut guys, trade guys, send them to Siberia. Just get them out of my face.
But to be clear, I think you're saying this is an Elliott Wolf issue. It's not a Gerard Mayo issue.
Right. No, exactly. So originally it is an Elliott Wolf issue. I'm pissed at Elliott Wolf, but I think it is imperative that Gerard put his foot down and be like, Elliott, get rid of a couple of these guys.
Okay.
Get new blood in the building. I'm sick of this.
Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. Very simple. If you change who you talk to or how you live your life based on the vote of the American people a week from today, you are a loser. Go outside, turn off Fox and MSNBC, smell some air, because you know what? The hate we have for each other is on purpose. It's called algorithms. If you begin down a right or left path, you will be shown more and more things that become more and more controversial on the side, as a means to maintain your attention and not have you question. Like, the whole purpose of knowledge is to question previously held beliefs to understand them further. But our new world, where we have more information at our fingertips than any other time in human history, is designed to make us question less and hate more. So, just listen. You know, my Uncle Johnny lives in Hadley. He's my godfather. He's a great guy. He is to the left of Bernie Sanders, and I love him forever. Just, it's so dumb, and it's beginning. Like, we have, the next week is going to be, we spoke about fever pitch yesterday. Just get off the internet, go outside, take a walk, go to the gym, meet a friend for lunch, don't talk politics, and have a good day.
The hate will be there when you wake up. Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah,
it's not going nowhere.
Well, also, when you wake up on Wednesday morning, you're going to get up and go to work, and I can almost guarantee that there's not a lot of significant things that are going to change. It never does.
No, nope.
Curtis, I could not have said it better myself. Well said, and thank you. And Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. A lighter side to Curtis's lead, because Vegas is making sure that the people that live there get out the vote. They want you to be out there getting your I voted sticker and doing what you need to vote for whoever you want. Crazy Horse 3 Gentlemen's Club has Dances for Democracy, which says from the polls to the polls on November 5th. Uh-huh. If you show up with your I voted sticker, you'll get a free lap dance.
Okay.
They'll also be hosting an election viewing party that evening. Yeah. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, starting on November 1st until November 5th, Chicken Ranch Brothel, about an hour outside of Vegas, for anyone with an I voted sticker, and they will be making sure that you didn't just steal someone's sticker, that you actually went out and voted, they will get a discount. Is making sure you get out the vote.
I like saying things that make Shine wonder if he has to dump out. I don't think.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Yes, did you just dump out of me?
Yes. Uh-oh. Greg, you can't say that.
I think I can say it. It's America.
I don't like it.
I think Courtney said it one time and I had to dump out of
Okay.
Me?
Maybe you did.
Yes.
Yeah. So you had to dump out of me. Suggest.
Right. Yes, because it's a sexual act.
All right. But it could be a high five, though.
True. That's not how it's
or a handshake.
That's it. I don't like it. I mean, I don't like this whole voting in polls. I mean, keep those separate.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want...
You could get behind the candidate who offered free lap dances for America, though, could you?
Yeah, I got no issue. Yeah,
you could have stopped it, get behind.
Yeah, all day long. I mean, you know...
But they are not telling you which way to vote. They're just saying, go out and vote.
Right. No, I get it. But then, you know, you bring politics into that world.
That happens
then
everywhere.
Then there's a conversation. Next thing you know, rather than us being focused on, you know, somebody working the poll or twerking, now we're in there having conversations about, you know, vote for question four.
That's true. I don't want politics at Magic City.
Yes, no.
I think that was very innovative. I think that's a good way to get people out and vote.
Why yeah, not? You'll get people there.
Yeah, I mean, there's places that give you free coffee if you vote. Why not get a free lap dance?
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, in Las Vegas, Tuesday is Erection Day.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Can I say that, Shine?
Yep, that's a lot.
Okay. Isn't that a sexual act?
No, it's just identifying a Johnson.
All right.
Identifying.
All right. Anyway, thank you, Courtney.
You're
Wiggy,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So there's just like so many leads I got, but I'm going to focus on one. And I'm going to stick with the world of basketball. After being at the Celtics game last night, it's different when you get to watch them in person.
Yeah.
And you get to see how talented this team is. And we all, you know.
Undefeated season still on the table?
Greg, that is a possibility.
Oh, really?
With the way that they play.
Oh, you think so?
I don't know, like, who can...
Greg, you should put money behind that. You would be like a bajillionaire.
I've thought about it, Curtis.
Why not?
But I lost so big on the Bruins when they were in the process of completing the greatest regular season ever in the NHL.
Yeah.
And I immediately put 500 hams on them to win the whole thing. That I'm scarred for life on that.
Well, you bring it up. And the Golden State Warriors, I believe it was the 2015-16 season, set the record at 73. They broke the Bills' old record, most wins in a season. So 73 wins is 9 wins away from being 82-0. The Boston 85-86 Celtics went 40-1 at home. Is it a possibility? You know what? There's always a chance, right? But the way that this team is playing, they're so good, and they have so many players. You have a bad night from Tatum, and you got a guy like Pritchard who's almost dropping a 30-piece on a good Milwaukee Bucks team. Then you have like a guy like Jaylen Brown who's able to pick it up, whether it's Drew Holiday, Derek White. It's just – and you don't even have Kristaps yet. And I think you know, when you look at it, I've said it before, you have the best player in the NBA. So, okay, he has one bad night, but that's not what he is. And we know that he's been able to prove it, that monkey's off his back. And you got Joe Mazzulla, who is playing chess while all these other coaches are playing checkers. This team is just so talented. And if you get a chance to see them up close and personal, you just see the way that they operate and the way that they have that chemistry. They buy into what Joe's saying. This is a team that, not just for even this year, but for multiple years, should be winning. They could be in the world of the Red Sox and close to the Patriots with multiple championships under their belt. I'm talking four titles.
Really?
Tatum and Brown are not going anywhere. Neither is Derek White.
The question, I think, becomes it's difficult in the NBA to keep the others around, like somebody like Peyton Pritchard.
You locked him up for a few years.
But he can end up getting big money somewhere else. And you always have the guys who decide they're going to go elsewhere.
Because I look at this team very similar to what we saw in Golden State. And what do they have? What does Steph Curry have? Four championships? So I think
does he have four?
I believe he does. I believe he has four chips. So I could see this team for the between now and the next 5 to 6 years winning at least three chips.
So, Greg, I can't find a bet on like perfect regular season or even to break the regular season record. However, I can find a bet to win three consecutive titles.
Yes.
You can bet the Celtics right now to win the next two titles after having won last year's at 10-1.
I knew about that one because Courtney put it into an 18-leg parlay yesterday.
Yeah.
There you go, Courtney. So,
yeah.
Keep it up.
I am. Thank you.
All right. If it's 90 degrees on the 4th of July, we all win.
My lead this morning is for Wiggy.
All right.
And for others. Because you have spoken before on this show about Coco Austin, who is married to Ice-T.
Coco. Yes.
She is being dragged posting a photo of she and her 8-year-old daughter, Chanel, in matching bikinis.
Call that a pog.
If you're
A pog.
See, you don't dump out of him on that.
Yeah, if you're,
If you're watching this show on Twitch, and you should be.
Holy guacamole.
Or you're watching it on YouTube. Here they are in the Bahamas.
That's nice.
And
wholesome.
You think?
I have no issue with that.
You don't have an issue with
it? No.
What?
I don't.
She's in a bathing suit. A pog is a fat ass white girl.
I was going to say plump, but fat makes more sense.
Oh, AWG. Got it.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't have an issue with this. Like, people are saying it's inappropriate to put your 8-year-old daughter in a matching bikini like that and then post it on the interwebs.
She's not having the 8-year-old daughter show her caboose. Like, her daughter is looking very sweet, innocent, like standing next to her. Her mom, Coco, has been known, like, this is Coco's MO. This is how she looks on social media all the time. Just because she became a mom didn't mean that she got a personality transplant. Right. Like, this
she's had a couple transplants.
This is.
You don't think that's all natural?
I mean, it could be. Hard work. Yeah. Hard work. Cornbread.
No, that's all genetics,
BBL.
Is natural.
That thing requires two train stations when it comes to rolling up the tracks, Wiggy.
Yeah, and when you say, Courtney, you're right, because the picture's like that. The daughter's in a bathing suit that you would see any girl her age be wearing. I could see if the daughter was out there twerking or something like that, and she was twerking next to the mama. Then you'd have an issue with that. But, yeah, no problem with that. Yeah. It's just because Coco is a pog. Yeah. And she's thick. If Coco was, you know,
a fitness model with a six-pack standing next to her daughter, like, it would be.
You think that would be. Yeah. So you think the issue is just the.
The thickness.
The thickness of, her derriere.
Yeah, and the fact that she's bigger-breasted and has curves.
Housewife of any picket, California, Beverly Hills.
Thick.
She would be. They would be like, "Oh, look at this cute picture!" But because
matching bathing suits, how adorable!
But because she's thick, and people are not used to seeing, not used to seeing thick women, they're like, "Oh my god!" It's like, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot said it back in the '90s,
right?
You cannot lie.
In like Coco, lie. Disappointing. No problem. You gonna let your kids watch porn, I guess. What?
It's because she's...
What?
Cordy, honestly, the next week, just ignore everyone. We're having a mental breakdown.
Oh, my God.
The world is collapsing.
Well, that's because... It's because people don't know people who are built like Coco. If somebody knew... Like, if you knew people that were built like that, you'd be like, oh, that's a cute picture. But because a lot of people who are, they don't know any thick women. So they're like, oh, my God. The only thick women they know are the ones that they see in porn. So that's where their mind goes.
But people are upset about the pose, I guess.
The pose is what the issue is?
It's the first pose.
But I'm saying if she didn't have all that, if she didn't all have all that donkey behind her, the pose would be fine. But that pose is like dump truck status.
I will say there was a bit of an issue because when it comes to science, because during this photo shoot, some scientists went to Google Earth and they felt like the Bahamas, a new third island had appeared outside of the Bahamas, but it was not. It was not that.
And give it up to Coco, because remember, she was the first. Before the Kardashians, she's the originator of the Pog.
Right.
Oh, she is?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know that.
And
reality TV.
Oh, right. Well, no, I'm just talking about thick white girls.
She's like the Neil Armstrong of big asses.
For the white women.
This is wig-splaining.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it again? She created the large butt.
She is the originator of the Pog, right? So when you think of like the Kardashians and you start seeing like all, you know, you start to see a lot of white girls or
with big booties.
With big booties.
Then she was
she was the first.
She was patient zero.
She was the one who laid it down and was like the model in the magazines, you know, you know, now they're all on IG, but she's like the first where it's like, damn. Okay.
Big booty Judy.
Those are our leads. Thank you. We're going to get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next. And we will definitely talk about what Bill Bitterchek said about the value that Elliot Wolf is getting when it comes to the trade market. That is coming up in They Said It right now, Courtney, and what is trending this moment.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Ortho Laser. Are you looking at Twitch?
Looking at Twitch. Where's the guy? I forget. It's like 2000. I want to nominate her for the Hero Luncheon. So I'm wondering, has she ever served in the military?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah. 2012 LAK. Wiggy wants to nominate her as the hero for the luncheon.
Yes, I think she probably.
Yeah.
I think when they need, if they're trying to find a terrorist in Afghanistan, they use her as a battering ram.
That's a tank for you back there.
knock the door down.
Dukakis couldn't get on that tank.
When you keep saying that Wiggy's going to ride the tank, that's what Wiggy thinks.
There are a lot of people that can't get on that ride, Cody. Nope, they can't handle it.
No, that's true.
The Celtics took down the Bucks 119-108 last night, and it was a Peyton Pritchard night, going off for 28 points, nailing 8 of his 12 three-pointers to tie the franchise record for threes off the bench. Joe Mazzulla talked about how important this bench is to this current team. Here's what he had to say.
It's not trying to find one. We have it. The second unit is the whole bench. We're not trying to find it. To me, we make it very clear from the beginning of the season how important those group of guys are. And it's going to look different every night. And it's a credit to them because they stay ready. And it's a credit to the staff for getting them ready. So it's not about finding it. It's like that group of like the Nimi, the Jordan, the Luke, the X. As you saw, we sent X to the table. They changed their sub pattern. We brought Luke to the table or vice versa. And so it's just a credit to them. They have a humility and a professionalism to always be ready. And we're just always going to do what makes sense at that particular time.
Peyton now leads the NBA in points and three-pointers off the bench. Jaylen Brown led the way with 30 points to get the Seas to 4-0 on the season. Monday Night Football saw Steelers win over the Giants 26-18, the final with Russell Wilson completing 20 of 28 passes for 278 yards and a touchdown. The Dodgers continue to roll in the World Series. They took down the Yankees 4-2 in Game 3 in the Bronx. They've won all three of those games so far. And the Bruins are in action tonight, taking on the Flyers at the Garden, puck drop at 7. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Merlone did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Great job, Courtney. 36 degrees, cloudy skies, afternoon high, 56.
All right, Sean, thank you very much for Wiggy. For Wiggy and for Coco Austin and for others based on my lead this morning. It's a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be with us at around 9 this morning, and we can talk New England Patriots and other things with Ty Law as the Patriots make some moves and move some veterans off to other destinations. And so Ty Law will join us at 9 on this morning's show. And then in advance of the election on Tuesday and question 4, which would begin the process to legalize mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms in this state, we will talk to actress Eliza Dushku at 9:20 on this morning's show. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
I think it only makes sense that we start with Curtis's rival, Bill Belichick. And he was on the Pat McAfee program yesterday around the same time that Josh Uche was traded to the Kansas City Chiefs for a 6th-round draft pick. And Bill Belichick taking veiled shots at the New England Patriots once again by indicating that the Chiefs didn't give up a whole lot for Josh Uche. Here is Bill Belichick.
Well, I assume it was a 25-6th. It was a 26-6th, and honestly, then they didn't give up anything in my mind. And then if you like the player and re-sign him, then you re-sign him. Look, Josh Uche is a really good rusher. He hasn't had a chance to rush much this year for the Patriots because they've been behind a lot and the situation hasn't been good. But he had a big year 2 years ago. Now, you know, he had Judon on the other side of him, so it was two good pass rushers. But he'll have a lot of opportunities to rush in Kansas City. I think that he'll really help him. He's got surprising power for his size. He's got, you know, excellent quickness and a good get-off, and he has some flexibility in coverage. So I think it's a good addition for a team that needs another pass rusher, which everybody does. Josh can do that. He'll definitely help him.
All right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with what?
Like
with
his analysis of
what Bill is saying?
Yeah, and he's right. I mean, but then again, it's Josh Uche. What are you expecting to get back from him? You know what I mean?
Well, that's his whole point, Wiggy.
No, I know that.
He thought you should have gotten more back.
No, but you should. Who would give more back for Josh Uche?
That's what Bill said. I'm not saying it.
Yeah, well, Bill's.
Well, it's because Bill also used, a second-round pick on him or something?
I mean, I'm surprised they got a bag of balls back for him. I mean, let's be honest.
So then you disagree with Bill and think that Elliott Wolf did a good job.
Yeah, I have no issue with that. You got a 2026 or 2025 6th-round pick.
You got something for an expiring contract.
That's basically it.
And I would just add, if Bill Belichick wants to talk about anything, God love him, he's the most decorated coach in NFL history, I wouldn't bring up bad trades to the Chiefs. Considering you traded your pick in the first round in 2022 for what became Trent McDuffie, an all-pro cornerback in the NFL, and then at 29, you took Cole Strange. Oh, but you got a late-round pick. That guy really shooting from all cylinders, Jack Jones, currently on the Raiders. So not really one when you took Cole Strange and the entire NFL was laughing at you to be mocking trades with the Chiefs.
So if the word around the league is accurate, as reported by some, like Giardi yesterday, that they are looking to unload another couple veterans, Shine brought up during his lead that he would get rid of everybody, every single guy in the wide receiver room. Is there anybody besides Drake May? Is there anybody on this team that is untouchable in your mind? I mean,
Christian Gonzalez.
Okay.
And
Keon White.
Here's the thing. Untouchable is when you say that there's nobody on this. There are three players on this team that I wouldn't trade, and that's Drake May, Christian Gonzalez, and Barmore. Every other player I would trade and look to upgrade. So, like, if I could trade, for example.
But when you say upgrade, you're talking about upgrade for the future when it comes to picks.
No, just a better player. Like, if I could trade Keon White to the Raiders for Max Crosby, I would do it. Like, he's not a player that I look at and go, okay, I wouldn't move on from him because I don't feel like I could upgrade.
There's a price.
Yeah.
And I think, Wiggy, maybe, I don't know if I'm putting things into your mouth, but I thought you said, and if you did, I agree, that it's a great time for the Patriots to take on talented guys with bad contracts.
Yep.
bring in a guy that is on a non-contending team or a team that's contending but needs the space for another move before the deadline, you have nothing but space. Bring a couple flyers in right now, and then maybe this offseason you won't have as much work to do in the rebuild.
That's why I brought up Max Crosby. That's why I brought up a guy
like... brought up Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett. And I'm not saying, yeah, these are all... they could all be, you know, fantasy land, but they're guys that are on teams that aren't doing... the team's not doing very well. Maybe they want out of there. Maybe they just want to change the scenery. And so when you start to look at some of those players, those are some of the guys that I would look at to go after. And they're young enough where they're still good and they can still help you create a culture.
All right. Deadline is next week, trade-wise?
Yeah, November 5th or 4th, yes.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shine?
Well, your Boston Celtics beat the Milwaukee Bucks last night. Giannis, after the game, talked about what makes the Celtics so good. Here was Giannis Antetokounmpo.
There's a team that they've been around years now, and you cannot replace them. Because you cannot, you can put the best players together, but just, you know, knowing how to play with one another, sacrifice for one another, playing the right way, knowing where your team is going to be, knowing who's going to take over, who has the hot hand, like that's what the winning teams do. Goal is to get there. Right now, obviously, we're not there, but I don't think we're far off. I don't care about the record. You know, I just care about keep on building, keep on being healthy.
Okay.
See?
You saw it last night firsthand.
It's the roles, right? Courtney, you've been on this, and you know, I've kind of been jumped on your train, and guys buying into their roles, Missoula getting them to buy into their roles, and Giannis saying, hey, you know, some guys maybe have to take a backseat in this game, or you got it. But I think he looked at last night watching him, and he's spectacular in person. I mean, it's... as long as he is, it's like two steps he's at the rim from half court.
Do you think that's a shot at Dame at all? Because him and Dame didn't practice together at all in the offseason.
Well, I think it's not necessarily a shot at them, because Dame Lillard is another one last night, but it's like two great basketball players that are just out there playing pickup versus let's work this thing as a unit. So
maybe was that the most incorrect overreaction by a fan base, the Celtics fan reaction to Dame going to Milwaukee before we got Holiday here? Remember that was like 24 hours where everybody said the East is over, the Bucks are going to dominate, and then boom, you got your Drew Holiday.
And Giannis said it is, we got to figure out the way to kind of everybody buy into their roles.
Did Patty C see the floor last night?
Patty D.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I sent the picture in a group text.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
He didn't see it much, but he saw it.
Okay.
You know, he got cooked one time by your boy Pete Pritch.
I didn't understand that in the moment.
Did he have anybody fly themselves in for the game?
He is engaged and has a child.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Patty C got out there.
Yep.
Memories.
Yeah, no, we are both doing great.
In the corner of my mind. No. It's a what if.
It's really not. It's really not. I'm happy. He's happy. We are still friends.
I mean, just think about it. You could have been on the WAG plane and rolling into the garden last night in some kind of overpriced Bucks denim jacket that had been painted by another WAG. I mean, it could have been.
I'm a Santos fan.
I got to get on the Sully train so that he can maybe help me live out that fantasy. Yeah.
Miss Wiggs was all for it. She said, you are smart.
Yep.
She said, Santo, way better looking.
Oh, he is.
Yes.
Santo is all around.
Because I was like,
a much better guy.
I was like, Courtney used to mess with him. She's like, what?
Mess with him. I didn't used to mess with him. He was my boyfriend.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what. Yeah, that's what we're saying, Courtney. She was like, good for Courtney with Santo.
I also prefer Courtney to Torre to Courtney Connaughton. Just better.
Yes. All right. What's next?
Next, Greg, the New York Jets canned their coach a couple weeks ago. There's a guy now who wants to throw his hat in the ring, or maybe back in the ring.
Uh-huh.
Here was Rex Ryan just the other day.
Oh, I'd do it in a second. I'd do it in a second because I am a New York Jet, and I absolutely would. But I'm not here to politic or you know, look, and it seems like it because I tell the damn truth. And I speak as a fan of this football team and in this community. That's why it makes sense. So yeah, we'll see. I hope I get an opportunity to interview for it. I mean, that's absolutely a given. I hope I get that opportunity.
Okay. I mean, it didn't go so great the first go round, but maybe.
But again, he did make two AFC title games.
Yeah,
I was going to say he had a talent. He had Revis.
Quarterback was Mark Sanchez.
He had the butt fumble king.
Rex Ryan is
the butt fumble king.
When you think about Rex Ryan, I would be on board for that if I'm a Jets fan, because that's the last time they really had success was under him.
And Wiggy, you guys could do transition medical weight loss together.
Right.
No, I'm on, what'd you say?
Transitional.
He said transitional medical weight loss.
I thought you said something else. My bad.
I would not mess with your bread.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know. But I would.
You were going to say I'm on shrooms.
No.
In advance of Tuesday.
No, but I like this idea. But now Rex.
What is wrong?
I like this idea. I'm trying to have a sports conversation.
I'm sorry. Let's get back to the ball. That's my fault.
I'm trying to talk about sports. I like Rex Ryan to the Jets.
Yeah.
If somebody could maybe get Aaron Rodgers on the right path, it could be a guy like Rex Ryan.
All right.
So he's also mockable, which is fun for us.
Hey, listen, he's had success as a head coach in the NFL before, so I think he'd be, and the players love playing for him. So I would be on board for it.
Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, I got one last one for you. Lane Kiffin not happy that LSU gets so many night games and they don't.
Okay.
So here was Lane Kiffin on the SEC and their decisions.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's proven over time in NFL and college. You know, playing at night in electric atmospheres is a home field advantage, and tough when you got to do that as a opposing team. So that's been proven for a long time, and so who went at night? LSU gets to play at night again, I guess. Shocker. So that's two for two for them. It is an advantage. I feel bad for our fans, you know, to not have one night conference game. Is really unfortunate for them and whatever. It's just really disappointing, but it is what it is.
I mean, is it a real advantage?
Oh, yeah. I played down in Death Valley at nighttime. It is a different type of animal when you play down there at night at that stadium, that crowd. They have like basically, you know, they start tailgating on Wednesday, it seems like.
On my bucket list.
Yeah, and it is just, they have the lion, they shock the lion when you're standing right now, or the tiger, and it roars. So it is an unbelievable atmosphere to play at nighttime down in LSU.
I have an idea. I have a lot of them. They're often bad. But what if we did one road show a year at a destination sporting event?
Oh, I would love it.
Like, I've never been to an SEC game. I would love to do that. Oh. I'd love to go to Ohio State, Michigan.
What about Penn State?
They creep me out.
The all white.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The whiteout.
They still honor the people.
The whiteout. Yeah. The whiteout would be, that would be, that thing looks spectacular, especially at nighttime. So yeah, Penn State would. Yeah. I mean, I've been in the SEC, and those are some great, like Rocky Top, Tennessee. It's a great place to play.
What about Notre Dame, Curtis?
I've been there many times.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah.
I've never been to an SEC game either, though. The closest thing I think I've ever gotten is like Clemson. I assume Clemson's feel is very SEC-like, but I know it's not even on the same level.
Yeah.
All right.
That'd be cool.
They Said It, brought to you this morning by Wiggy's new weight loss program, Blaze 360. And we will get to Courtney and today's news coming up next.
It's time for...
You know, if you just look at where the stars are in the sky, don't look at them as just random things. If you just look at them as points, look at the constellation, what does it show you?
The news.
So you just outlined it, Roland. What does it show you?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Honey, let me see your dumper.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Not a chance in France.
But. On WEEI.
Well, another day of warnings about the brush fires that are popping up all over. Middleton had smoke seen for miles, and they had a helicopter circling the area, dropping buckets of water down to help contain them. Smoke was seen around Boston yesterday.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Curtis would know better than I, but apparently there was not much in the way of wind yesterday. So that smoke from all of the fires, which are, there are a ton of them.
Yep.
and people are worried about it.
Yes.
That just hung basically over the city all day and into the night.
When I came in yesterday morning, all I could smell was fire smoke, and I was concerned that there was a fire close because it was so prevalent.
Did you think Courtney was preparing bagels in the break room?
I had that thought for a moment, but then I realized you guys were down at Gillette.
That was one time, and I learned my lesson. Yes.
Did they figure out like what the cause is? Or?
Well, it's just dry. It's dry.
Okay.
We haven't had rain in quite some time.
All right.
So,
we can hear from one area resident, Wayne Farron, on BZ.
It's never been this dry in my whole life that I've seen, you know.
Right.
I'm surprised they have enough water to fight it. Hopefully they'll get it contained. You know, no one's house will get burned and families lose their houses, you know. It'd be sad if something like that happened.
Do you remember like 2 months ago when it rained every day for 20 days? Remember that?
That was never been this dry in that man's life. He sounds like he's an older guy, too. I don't know.
I was here for the great molasses flood.
It's unbelievable. All right.
Mass State Trooper was arrested for a DUI. Trooper James Doran, 27 years old. He was charged with operating under the influence of liquor and having an open container of alcohol in his car. Doran graduated from the academy only on October 9th, so just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
An open Bud Light and half-empty bottle of vodka were found inside of his car. He was arraigned in court in Lowell on yesterday, and his driver's license was suspended for 180 days. He's due back in court in December. When he was first pulled over, it was himself and another guy in the car, and they first tried to say the other guy was driving.
Oh, they did. That old chestnut.
Yes, because they ran into a car in front of them. But the injury on the passenger's head indicated that he was in the passenger side, as well as his cell phone being on that side.
Things are not going so well over there when it comes to the Mass State Police.
No.
In some areas.
What's sad is that he also graduated with that the man that passed away during the boxing exercise. So everything is just tied together, you know? Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, Washington had some issues with their ballot drop-off boxes. Some were set on fire with completed ballots inside.
Oh, Curtis brought this up earlier.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse over the next... How many days do we have left?
1 week.
For the election?
There's a song about 1 week.
Okay, 1 week from today.
Yeah.
We will get this all over with.
Yeah, officials are saying three boxes in total with hundreds of ballots were destroyed in these fires. The car that was seen at the boxes appears to be a black or dark color 2001 to 2004 Volvo S60. It's missing its front plate, has an unknown rear plate.
So can we identify the party that the person is affiliated with based on their choice of a vehicle?
Oh, you can.
The Volvo? You
yep.
think so? Okay.
No, yeah.
It's identity politics?
Oh, yeah. Volvo definitely somebody leaning way left.
And I got to tell you, Portland, Oregon, to the right of Texas. I mean, that place is a hotbed for conservative thought.
Now, can you just explain to me why we need the ballot drop box? Like, if you're going to do a mail-in ballot, I mean, are you not able to get yourself to the mailbox? You have to have the box that you can drop your ballot in.
Well, maybe easier for the mailmen and women, so when they pick it up there, it's all...
It's not easier. You're creating an additional spot that they have to go to get ballots.
Right, but then you have to rummage through all the regular mail...
And figure out which one's the ballot or whatever.
Yeah, where you can go right there. That's all. It's all.
I mean, it's a great responsibility voting.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, it's best if somebody does it in person so you know who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like if you could just drop off a bunch of ballots in a box somewhere, that the integrity would be in question. I mean,
Yeah, I mean,
the cable people make you take the cable box back in person,
which is ridiculous.
You can't, I need a couple new remotes because Bullet eats them all, and I have to go in person to the Xfinity place.
Right. Yeah.
Like, can people just put a little bit of time into the actual process of voting and go to the actual place where you do the voting?
My favorite thing to do is to find an outlet that today is all for mail-in balloting and see what they've said in past elections where it hadn't been as beneficial for the candidate they wanted to see win. Like in 2012 when there was an editorial in the New York Times about the fraud in absentee voting. But today, if you mention that, you are a psycho.
All right. Well, hopefully...
When this is over.
It will... can't get here quick enough,
as
far as I'm concerned.
There's a shop in Salem that's claiming they can look into your aura in a photo booth. I'm kind of into this.
And this sounds like a little bit of a scam.
It's called House Witch Home and Healing on Washington Street in Salem.
Some people are concerned about it, I'm sure, because they're saying that you can't, maybe you can or can't look into an aura.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have a photo booth that they claim can give you a visual look into your spiritual energy.
Okay. All right. And what's that going to let me know?
Well, because, you know, sometimes you need to clean your aura.
Uh-huh.
I do an aura cleaning exercise every day.
What is an aura? For like
Does that involve a lot of sage?
That don't know.
No, it doesn't involve sage. It's just a motion that you have to do, a few different motions, actually.
Teopectate?
Like Tai Chi?
No, it's just like I wipe from one side of my chest to the other once, and then I do it twice, three times.
Normally you do that in the bathtub while you're filming it.
Right.
What? Wait, what do you do, Courtney?
So you know, like Reiki and stuff?
Not really, but I'll act like I do.
So they say that you're supposed to cleanse your aura because as you go through the day, especially if you're an empath, mm-hmm. you take on other people's energy, like you take on people's negative energy or what the baggage they're claiming.
Right.
Or carrying, sorry. And so to cleanse it, there's like a motion that I do.
Okay, so what is it again? I don't need you to do it physically. But
right shoulder down across my chest once. Then I go left shoulder down twice. Right shoulder again once. So you do everything three times. So that's three. Then I go right, like mid shaft down to my palm once. Left down once. Back to the right down. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to take all of your energy into the center and grab it with your left hand. And then you chop. Three times.
Right. Can you save all of this audio, please?
You chop three times.
I've already marked it off.
Can you save the mid-shaft part? Right.
Well, of your arm. Mid-shaft of your arm.
I was going to see if I could have my aura checked tonight at the crib.
And then the last thing you
said,
do.
Stop mid-shaft.
The last thing you do is you just like press down and push out with a deep breath. Like,
and sounds amazing.
And what does this do?
It actually makes you like tingly kind of. But yeah, it cleanses your aura.
And what happens if you don't do it?
I don't know. I feel a weight lifted off my shoulders when I do it. It makes me feel good. So
God love you.
There you go.
Everyone should try it.
I think Santo's going to be trying it tonight.
That was so great.
All right, we got to take a break. Okay. We will get to the rest of the news, including, apparently, we were just talking about it, but America has voted. And apparently, we all have a brand new favorite side dish in advance of the holidays. This is, it's shocking, honestly. Yep. Shime will appreciate it. Based on his food prep skills. So we'll get to that and the rest of the news next.